Boys and girls, today I'd like to read a sermon to you that was spoken to the children many years ago by an American minister called William Swan Plumer. Now, the Reverend Plumer, he died in 1880. He had terrible kidney stones and he had to receive surgery, but unfortunately there were complications and he passed away 78 years of age. But he used to speak to boys and girls on many occasions, and I'd like to read one of the sermons that he preached. It is called We Are All Sinners, and his text was from Romans 3 verse 23, all have sinned. The law of God is given in the Ten Commandments. This law is the rule for us to live by. Every deed and word and thought which is not what this law demands is sinful. It is a wicked thing to be a sinner. For God's law is holy, just and good. God, who made us, has a right to give us a law and requires us to obey it. Not to obey it is sin. I shall prove to you that we are all sinners. God says so, and he always speaks the truth. He says so in the text. We have all sinned. We are by nature sinners. Paul says, we all were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We are born sinners. David says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. The young lion has as truly the nature of a lion as if he were old. He may not have yet roared and ravened on his prey, but he is a lion. A little child has not done the many horrid deeds that old sinners have done, but it has a sinful nature, and it will soon show it. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. It is the nature of the Ethiopian to have a dark skin. It is the nature of the leopard to have spots. So it is the nature of men to love evil and hate good, and go away from God. In many things we offend all. That is, we all offend in many things. God also says, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We are all sinners. God says so. He says so often. If he had said it but once, it would be true and ought to be believed. Surely we should believe him when he often says so. All good men in the world confess that they are sinners. And if good men are sinners, bad men must be sinners also. Job says, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Every good man confesses that. His heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. All wise men show that in their hearts they believe men are sinners. They do not believe all they hear. And that shows they think men are apt to depart from the truth. Men put locks and bars and bolts to their houses and goods because they think they live in a world where sin abounds. Every jail proves that men are wicked. All history shows that all men have believed this to be a wicked world, and for good reasons too. For deceit, lying, stealing, fraud, murder, treason, war, violence, hatred, envy, and many great sins make up the larger part of history. Read it and you will see. All men know that they are sinners, although some do at times deny it. Every man's conscience accuses him of some sin. There is no man who does not often wish that he had not done certain things. If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. Our hearts are often very blind and dark, yet they often condemn us. God knows all things. In him is no darkness at all. Therefore he must see in us much that is wicked. Even the heavens are not clean in his sight. How very vile we must all be in God's sight. Truly we are all sinners. And if we are sinners, we ought to be very sorry for it. We should repent truly before God. We cannot be too sorry that we have broken God's holy law. We ought never to have done so. We ought to hate sin. God hates it. I do not know that God hates anything else but sin. We hate many kinds of worms and creeping things, but God does not hate them. He feeds them and keeps them alive. But he hates all sin. He hates sin in all people. He says, "Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate." God does hate sin. You ought to hate it. You ought to hate all sin. You ought to repent of it. But you will never truly hate sin and repent of it until you get a new heart. You must therefore be born again. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The reason why you must be born again is that your nature is wicked and your heart is in love with sin. Plead with God to give you a new heart and a new spirit. How kind is God to offer mercy to such sinners as we are? We deserve no good thing. Yet he sends us many blessings. Yea, he sends us the gospel and offers us pardon, a pardon bought with blood. Surely we ought to accept his offer. We ought to believe in Jesus. The worst sin of all is to slight this Saviour by not loving him and trusting in him. Let us pray. O God, most high and most holy, we adore thee for what thou art. We praise thee for what thou hast done. We humbly pray thee to give us broken and contrite hearts. Give us godly sorrow for all our sins, so that we may hate them all and hate them always. Take away the heart of stone out of our flesh and give us hearts of flesh. Put thy law within us. Give us thy Holy Spirit. Give us faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And save us for his sake. Amen.